Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by one of our amazing sponsors, Mask Sexual Flavor Strips. They enhance your sexual experiences with a taste of strawberry, mango, watermelon, or chocolate. It's kind of like a Listerine strip, but for sex. So if you like sex and you want to make it even more enjoyable and you like hearing Sex With Emily for free, check out Mask at sexualflavors.com. Enjoy the show. I promise your sex life will improve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcasts, check out the blogs, videos, sign up for our mailing list and our RSS feed. And I have a new YouTube channel that is going to be launching soon. You can go to YouTube, Sex with Emily. And you can also find me on Facebook. My fan page is Sex with Emily. And also on Twitter, Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E.
Don't forget the app. You need to promote the app.
I need
more.
To promote my 101 sex tips from Sex with Emily iPhone app.
Yeah, I just came from a meeting about an app before I got here.
You
so
did?
I just said, hey, wait a minute. Emily needs to talk about her app.
I do. It's 101 sex tips, and you can get it on your iPhone or in the app store. And it's really popular, and people love it because they're easy to digest little bite-sized tips.
Good.
So I'm here with The White Menace, and we are doing 3 shows a week now, as you know. And so we are doing a special show right now on the testicles, or the balls.
On the testes.
Testes.
Now, you haven't really told me too much about what you want to talk about
right.
When it comes to the ball, the testy satchel, the rosin bag.
Exactly.
We can
Family
go on
jewels.
Forever. Yeah.
Right? Okay. Tell me, I actually had some questions for you, Menace.
Okay.
But tell me, how do you feel about ball play when a woman plays with your testicles?
I'm not into it at all.
Really?
Don't like it.
Don't like
no.
it? Like it's uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
It hurts? What if they do it like lightly and gently?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable anyway, even with the mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
And how about when do you ever touch your balls?
Do I ever touch my balls? No.
Like when you're masturbating? You really don't, so you just
no.
ignore them.
Yes.
I wonder if you have not had a woman appropriately touch them before. Like, I wonder if maybe.
But I think this kind of goes back to maybe the hand job debate a little bit. Like, wouldn't I know how it would be the best way to touch my own balls?
But maybe you just don't touch them enough and you don't know that how they could feel good if a woman like we're going to give some tips here for women and what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And for men, too. You can share this with your partner. But there's a lot of guys, for example, who I know a story about a guy who never touched it, never had his touch. And then he was with a woman who really knew what to do. And he's like blown away by it. So it could be this neglected part of your body
that you don't even know you could have all these sensations
from.
Yeah,
but is it like discompanied by fellatio again?
Fellatio is a part of it, mm-hmm. but the balls should also be a part of it. You okay. should at least try it out. Here's all some right. tips, okay? Ready? During oral sex, typically kissing and sucking would be appropriate. However, if this doesn't seem at all like the only thing you want to do, let him know you aren't neglecting by cupping and squeezing the balls softly while you're licking other areas. Feel free to experiment during all positions when having sex. If on top, sit up and reach back to grope and fondle. It's sure to add stimulation and perhaps take him by surprise in a good way. A position just as doggy style makes such touching the testes accessible and stimulating. Reaching behind and between your legs is a great way to give them a gentle tug, gentle mm-hmm. tickle or squeeze. So it's, I mean, for a long time, I never touched him. Like, I thought, oh my God, be careful. It's better that the guy just, what if you hurt him and he buckles over in pain? But I found that men, if you're like really gentle, like licking or touching or like with your fingernails, like you lightly tickle, that it does mm-hmm. feel good to a lot of men. Not you, apparently. But you don't have
ever.
I know
we're going to get 1,000 emails saying how they love it, you know?
No, I don't know. But honey, you know, the hand job debate, we're coming. I mean, in the last few weeks, we've gotten a ton of people that side with you, honey.
Yeah.
It's half and half. So I want to hear from you guys. What do you think, women and men? Do you play with the balls? Do you not play with the balls? Like, I had to learn. Like, I had to learn this. Like, I remember years ago, I was like, wow, I ignore them because I'm so afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt
them.
Now,
what do you do with them?
Well, that's a good question, Menace. Thanks for asking. I thought you'd never ask.
All right.
He just put his feet up as if I'm going to entertain you with yes. my ball stories. I gently will, like, lick.
Uh-huh.
Or he's looking at me like,
I'm listening.
I lick, or you put them in your mouth, uh-huh. but really, really carefully, you like put, like you suck them and you lick them, or you just cup them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're performing oral sex, you like, I like cup them with my hand and just like gently move them around like those balls that you get in Chinatown or whatever. What are they called?
Yeah. The stress balls.
The stress balls. And yeah. you gently move them around, like never too hard. But I feel like men are never like, ouch. Like they're kind of down with it.
Now, do you add any like maybe kind of lubricants or maybe
you can.
Something that you can taste? Maybe some chocolate?
No, not chocolate. But you put saliva or lube yeah. is always helpful for mm-hmm. any sexual interactions.
Okay.
Yep. So it's not all the time. Like, I'm not, like, every single time.
You don't make,
but,
like, a banana split or anything like
no,
that.
But that's not a bad idea, and I'm yeah. so hungry right now. I just had some M&Ms. Okay, so here's some more tips. So don't forget about the perineum either. This is the area between the scrotum and the anus that is sensitive and full
the what?
Of pleasure. Perineum.
They don't call that on the street a
yeah, they
perineum.
Do. They yeah, they
it,
do.
They call it the taint.
The taint. It's the taint. Lightly massaging this while cupping his testicles during oral sex will be the icing on the cake. Lick, fondle, suck, hold, kiss, squeeze, softly tug, motorbite. The possibilities are endless.
I don't know if I'm going to recommend to women to pleasure the taint.
No?
That's not the most cleanliest area
well,
for on a
man. Shower first, but it could yeah. feel really good. I don't think you've ever had a woman really play with that, have you?
On yeah, I've attempted, but I just don't like it.
He doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
You're like, ouch.
It hurts.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
I just
like
wonder
it.
Sometimes if men are just kind of like, uh-oh, he's going near my buttock. I don't want anyone near there. If, like, mm-hmm. So I think that it's the kind of thing, when you talk about expanding your sex life and growing your sex life, it's the kind of thing that it's just, you should just try it. You should just really let, like, take deep breaths if a woman ever goes there and just see how it feels. Because you might be, I'm telling you, you're never done expanding sexually. Like, you're never just like, I know all the sexual sensations right now, and so I am done. I mean, this is the point of sex, and this show is hopefully I'm giving you reasons to expand your mind and expand your sexual repertoire every week. So I'm not saying that you have to go out and do everything every day, but there's little things you can do that people constantly are growing their sex life, and it's getting better and better and better. So you might be surprised.
Can I ask you something else?
Please. Shoot.
What type of grooming do you prefer?
That's a great question. I prefer, you know, I'm not that uptight about the grooming in the men. I think that it's nice if they trim, if it's like wild down there, mm-hmm. but I don't know, maybe I'm just old school. Like, I don't want them to have spent too much time pruning down there either.
But what about if you're doing something orally? Do you really want hairs? Because guys do grow hair on
I mean, I guess
the,
it's nice.
The rosin bag.
It's nice if they take care of it. But
you don't
it
want
doesn't
a bear?
Really bother.
You don't want a bear.
It doesn't bother me.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Wow.
Doesn't bother me. I'm totally down with whatever.
You're
I know
old
men.
School.
I guess I am a little old school, right?
Yeah.
Because kids today, like, wait, what do you,
yeah, they
you shave?
It up. Yeah.
You shave your balls. How often?
Yeah. When I have time, but as much as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like men mostly do these days, but I'm not like freaked out like how a man would be if he saw a big old 70s bush on a woman. Like, I don't freak out about it. Yeah. Any more questions?
You should.
Really?
Yeah. Now, have you found any guys that have pushed you off from attempting to do any of that stuff?
No.
Okay.
I've never, I've had guys though who have said they don't like their testicles played with, it like doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. But mostly I feel like when I have ventured into that area, they like groan,
yeah.
Which I think means they like it.
Now, have you had a guy that wanted you to step on his testicles like with some high heels or something?
Never have.
You haven't?
No, I've never had a guy who wants
to. I've heard about that kind of stuff. Maybe
really?
It's just from television. Maybe it's not real.
Step on a statue. Everything
no,
on television
guys,
is real.
Yeah, well, people like...
Television is real.
Yeah, it is. No, like, people like torturing that area.
Because some men are really into that. It could be a mm-hmm. fetish that you want
yeah.
a woman to, like, step on your testicles. Sure, but I've never had a guy ask me to do that.
Yeah.
But thanks for asking. Okay. Sucking on his testicles can make for an incredibly sensational experience, and you'll double his pleasure if you simultaneously fondle his shaft. So it's shaft and balls. Next time you're giving him south of the border oral action, take a sexy detour and move your mouth from his main member to the rest of his package. Swirl the tip of your tongue around his scrotum, the loose sack of skin that surrounds his testicles. Then lick his balls with long, sweeping strokes as if you were savoring a delicious ice cream cone. Mix it up and intermittently purse your lips and suck softly on the skin, or take each testicle all the way into your mouth. So that's what I was talking about. You take each one mm-hmm. in separately.
Where is this information posted? And how do women find it?
They listen to Sex with Emily.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I'm trying to figure out
if a woman licked your testicles like an ice cream cone,
but I'm
you think that would hurt?
I just find it crazy that women are out there actually studying this.
Oh,
the
yeah.
women that didn't hear about it on this show, that they're actually out there.
Or they're talking to each other.
They're finding this on the internet, studying it, and then applying it.
Remember you were giving me, what's the word? I was going to say shit,
crap.
But crap about.
Any other word, but then.
But then I
said
it. Yeah, exactly. I try not to swear. But you were giving me crap about that, about what women talk about. And it's like, my friends, we talk about sex a lot. Like, I know mm-hmm. how all my friends orgasm on top or the bottom or what they like or what they don't mm-hmm. like. I think we learn from each other. Or you just go on the internet and Google testicles and see what comes up.
I just find it crazy that women are doing this.
That women are touching men's balls?
No, that they're
researching
about it. And
yeah.
Researching it.
Yeah. How do you think we get better? We talk to each other. We experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I learned by doing too. You know, I'm like, I'm going to try this. And, it, you know, I don't know. I just wrote a
sex book
too. I
believe it more that you guys are talking about it than women going on the internet and studying about it. That's all.
I think people go on the internet and study everything. Right? You said just on Entourage that there was the thing about.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just. Yeah, but that was the guy doing it.
Right.
Obviously, guys do that.
So you Google sex? Sex acts?
No, I don't.
But guy, how do you know the guys do?
Because I hear about it. That's the like just in culture. That's, you know, it's always the guys.
Now, I'm not talking
every
when
single,
you Google
like,
porn.
Movie that you look out there is like, you know, nerds like reading up. It's never you find women in movies or in television that they're online studying about sex acts or anything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I do it all the time. That's why I am who I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. I'm not having sex right now. I'm just studying sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's a little bit more about the testicles. So, okay, once you've worked him into a frenzy, switch back to sensually licking his penis as you gently manhandle his balls. Some guys like a little rough, but this can be a super sensitive area. So find out how hard he wants to be touched before applying more muscle. One tactical trick is that's going to send him reeling. This is just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. Use your finger to gently rub his perineum, that's what we talked about earlier, the mm-hmm. nerve pack patch of skin between his scrotum and his anus, which is also known as the taint, and you're likely to launch him into orgasmic aura, which is what we said earlier. So yeah, these are all tips that you can do with the, yeah, I think that you should explore if you're a woman, play with it. Because I literally for years just kind of forgot about it. I was like, men, I'm afraid to hurt him, and I think we're not to touch them. And then when I started learning more and studying and reading about balls on the internet, I started to learn that men, no, but that some men do like it. And I think yeah. you'd be surprised, Menace. I think that you would be into it, too.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe I just need to find that lady that's read up on it on
exactly.
the internet.
Exactly. Exactly. Or listen to Sex with Emily.
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. You could find me on, you know, Facebook, Sex with Emily fan page, or Twitter, Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E. And what else? YouTube.
And sexwithemily.com.
Sexwithemily.com. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping my show free. Who doesn't want to spice things up in the bedroom? Maybe you've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie. Well, here's a really special offer for my Sex with Emily listeners. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. So this is a great time to try a couple's toy like the Lilo Siri, or a vibrating ring, or even a rabbit. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift. So sexy, I just want to surprise you with it. And to top it all off, Adam and Eve will throw in free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type Emily for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. So just use offer code Emily at adamandeve.com. Thanks for listening.